News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. George Foreman has passed away. His family says Foreman died yesterday at the age of 76. He began his boxing career as an Olympic gold medalist, but may be best known for losing his belt in a surprise upset by Muhammad Ali in the 1974 Rumble in the Jungle in Zaire. He later made an astonishing comeback at age 45, winning the title again, then went on to sell more than 100 million of his now famous George Foreman grills. Former DOJ spokesman Mark Weaver says Attorney General Pam Bondi has been slow to bring charges against some who may have committed crimes under President Biden because the DOJ has to work very hard to stay on track and work hand-in-hand with other branches of government.
Well, let's remember that the other branches or the other departments in government, the Interior Department, the Treasury Department, they can get a lot done without the other branches. But the Justice Department has to go to the judicial branch to get something done.
FCC Chairman Brendan Carr promising to remind broadcasters about their public interest obligation.
Every single broadcaster out there, whether they're radio or TV, they have a special right. They have this ability to use a scarce national resource.
And with that, special responsibilities to look out for the public interest. The National Medal of Honor Museum opens Tuesday in Arlington. Retired Colonel Jack Jacobs received a Medal of Honor.
Everything in American life not only can be, but always is, they are all accomplished by ordinary people who come to the conclusion that something has to be done and they're going to do it. That's what happens in combat, but it also happens in everyday life. And I think it's really important that we influence the next generations of people to think that they can do anything if they really work on it.
And this is SRN News. The LGBT agenda is embraced by another mainline Protestant denomination.
Leaders of the Presbyterian Church USA have amended the organization's constitution to bar discrimination on the basis of sexual orientation and so-called gender identity. Meanwhile, a separate proposal that would require any prospective PCUSA clergyman to answer questions about his stance on homosexuality is still being considered by the churches. Mainline denominations have increasingly embraced the LGBT agenda and lost membership as a result. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Abortion advocates and other liberal organizations are complaining that it's too difficult for underage girls to get abortions these days without their parents' knowledge. Since 2022, 11 states have enshrined abortion in their constitutions, but seven of those states still require girls under the age of 18 to get consent from or notify a parent before going through with the procedure. This is SRN News. New Social Security rules may present barriers to rural communities without internet or transportation.
A new requirement that Social Security recipients go online or in person to a field office to access key benefits instead of just making a phone call will be difficult for many people like Veronica Taylor.
It would be the worst thing for me because I can't do the computer.
The 73-year-old can't drive and is mostly housebound in her mountainous and remote West Virginia community.
I don't have a ride to go there because most of my family, I don't have grandkids here. I don't have my daughter's not here.
The requirements go into effect March 31st, intended to streamline processes and combat fraud. I'm Julie Walker.
Western officials are accusing Russia and its proxies of staging dozens of attacks and other incidents across Europe since the invasion of Ukraine 3 years ago. More on these stories at srnnews.com.